Listen for Insight, a podcast from Miami University's Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute dedicated to spreading ideas of creativity, innovation, and leadership. Welcome to Listen for Insight. I'm your host, David Turnick. We have for you Bob Setlock, an Air Force veteran, professor in the College of Engineering and Computing at Miami University, and founder of HiQ, with his insights on developing leadership in others. I send you now to our interviewer, Nay Gise.
I want you to tell me a little bit about your experience in industry prior to becoming a professor at Miami University. How did you end up here and what led you?
Oh, okay. I started here in 2005, so I've been here just about 10 years. And before that, I worked in industry for almost 25 years. And I spent about half of that time as a military officer in the Air Force. The Air Force has its own space program. It's separate from NASA. It's about five times bigger, and you just don't hear as much about it. But it's out there. And I worked there. And after that, I went and started my own business, and I consulted for about 10 years in the automotive industry, primarily in the area of alternative fuel storage technologies. I really enjoyed working in the space program, but the demands of that job required me to be away from home a lot, and I wanted to spend more time with my family, and being in business for yourself allowed me to do that. My very first job in the Air Force was teaching electronics, and I left that to go to school and pursue the engineering career. And I just reached a point in my life where I wondered, what if I had stayed with teaching? I wonder what that would have been like. And so that's why I went back to school to pursue my graduate studies, and I wanted to get a job teaching in academia to just see what it would be like. I think when you get older, you often think back and wonder what it would be like to go to college and not have to take tests,
right?
You know? and the honest to God truth is, it's fun.
Yeah.
It is good.
I can imagine.
And so that's what brought me back here. And I can honestly say that of my three separate careers, this has been the one that's the most rewarding. I truly enjoy working with the students and doing the things that I think are important with my students.
Now you have this aspect of leadership that you kind of have to incorporate. Mm-hmm. And coming from industry, how do you add that leadership aspect in when you're dealing with those younger students?
I think that the classes that we teach here in the engineering program, the honest to goodness truth is, I think that they're not the most useful thing for our students. They're essentially the same things I took 40 years ago, and I never used them.
Yeah.
And so I think that based on my experience and the things that I've done, what students really need to learn about is how to work effectively in teams, how to organize themselves and get important things done, and really all the important elements of leadership. And that's why I think that teaching the students about those things is actually the most important thing we can do here.
To provide context for HiQ, Bob first needed to describe Miami University's Project HiFlight.
Okay, well, I started with a program here called Project HiFlight, and I did that when I was working with my students, and I like to work with them on projects and so on, and I noticed that my students, even when they became seniors, didn't really have the organizational wherewithal to pull off their projects in a way that I thought that they should.
Right.
And so I started Project HiFlight with the idea in mind that we would look at, you know, developing themselves personally as individuals, and then look at how we are all different from each other and how to work with, put together diverse teams and how to work effectively within the framework of diversity, and then how to organize ourselves and to plan projects and set goals for other people and all of that. And so that's what Project HiFlight was framed around. And we did it all in the context of developing our creative thinking skills.
Bob then discussed how he taught students to lead through Project HiFlight.
I set it up and gave it its initial start, but it was the students who actually took the lead and gave it form. And one student in particular, Jacqueline Vance, who ended up changing from mechanical engineering to teacher education, actually took the lead in Project HiFlight. She would come and ask me what it was I was trying to do, and I would explain to her what my goals are. And she would kind of question me from her teacher background, you know, well, have you thought about trying this, or have you thought about trying that? And I did. I tried them, and each time I thought it led to a better result. And I eventually hired her to work with me as an undergraduate assistant in my introduction to mechanical engineering class also, where she provided her insights and so on. And after she got more and more familiar, particularly in high flight, she began no longer asking me, why don't you try this or why don't you try that? She would ask me, why don't you let me try this or let me try that? And she ended up taking over pretty much and leading the whole effort. And so really what happened with Project High Flight is that it became a student-led organization, and I was more in the background, still providing access to resources and organizational framework as necessary. But for me, seeing the students take over and really the necessity for me to diminish was the ultimate victory on my part. I thought that was the measure of success for Project High Flight.
Bob finished describing HiQ with...
What we've done with HiQ is we've taken everything that we learned in Project High Flight and we've adapted it for younger students in grades kindergarten through 12th grade. And I co-founded that with Jacqueline Vance, and Jacqueline Vance is a student who was my partner in High Flight.
Nice. So it's important to start early. I see you're getting them when they're younger. Mm-hmm. So the traits that you're trying to instill in these kids, what would be the three leadership traits that you would say
how about if I give you four?
Perfect. Four. I'm down with that too.
All right. I think that it's important for each one of my students to have some kind of useful skill that they can use to either solve problems or add value to what other people are doing. I mean, otherwise then you just go through life as a parasite and what kind of foundation is that for leadership? I think then after that that all my students need to develop the interpersonal skills necessary to work effectively on teams. Because if you don't, then you're just refereeing, a conflict situation all the way through a project. And after that, I think that they need to learn managerial skills so that they can formulate complicated plans and set goals for other people to follow and measure their work. Because without that, you're just observing chaos, And then finally, as a leader, I think that a leader has to encompass all of those things, plus they have to be able to have the creative thinking skills to formulate visions of things that are not yet but ought to be. Because a leader without a vision is just a manager, and a manager is great, but you need to have a leader.
I want you to tell me, what is one piece of advice regarding leadership that you would leave with the world?
I believe that it's incumbent on all of us to demand high quality from our leaders and to not let our leadership get away with doing anything less than their very best. I think that it's unfortunate, but we sometimes have people occupying leadership positions who are not fulfilling the true responsibilities of leadership. They see it more as a kind of a gift of power that's been bestowed on them, and it's not that at all. Leadership is responsibility, and I think that if we encounter, as long as we demand quality from our leaders, I think that everything will be fine. I think our shared destiny is too precious to leave it in the hands of phonies.
Definitely.
I think that if we can't get, if we recognize a bad leader and we can't get them to change despite our best efforts and we can't get them to leave, I think it's incumbent on all of us to then withdraw our support and go support somebody else. And if we do that, I think we can all make good progress. Hi, my name is Bob Setlock. And I see myself as an innovator and an educator, and I really do want to welcome you all and thank you for listening to Insight.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Listen for Insight, a part of Miami Ideas. Tune in next time for more insights on creativity, innovation, and leadership. Siesta by Gisar is licensed under AI.